Somewhere sensible, like on the side of your mirror. Turn this off, nobody's in.
Now.
not fit to drop.
Stupid thing she did today. She sat in front of me and she's burnt her toe, you know, on that fire.
Gone
crusty.
Silly looking cat.
On her tail.
Yes,
she burnt it.
Yes.
You know, like on the carpet.
A letter
there, where it's
from that deaf society asking me to join that children. Hold. windows. And it's not flattening, you know.
No. Can you get me some?
Turn round to me. Turn round to me.
Is it your mouse? Hello?
Yeah.
What is it?
Moose.
Moose.
Mouse.
Cat's all right this morning, you know. Turn around. Can't believe it. Like a different person. She's been flying around. She wasn't well, was she?
No, you can tell because she sits there.
She's back in her perch.
It's like flat when she's well, explored and goes to sleep. Right.
Is that anyway?
No, not even to fire.
No.
She's not. She wants to observe when she's
come here, turn around.
When she's not
she wants to slop, but I found it.
She on the horse, she lay down and went to that fire with his tummy warming. Posing, dear.
Puss.
Emma, where it moves.
You all right? Well, then, go and have a look.
Do you want a hairbread this morning?
Do you want a hairbread?
Not there, anyway.
Yes, please.
Shall I mean you go back, Ed?
Yeah.
That's all right.
I meant yesterday get this in there because you gave me a bag yesterday and I meant to bring it in. I forgot it because I was busted to poo. Don't remember?
I know, we've done with the mist.
Thank you.
when I'm doing the hair. Are you going to take these with you?
There isn't information available on that number on Wednesdays. Probably 11 a.m. on each Wednesday. Well, that's this week's, isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
It's for reference. He's not putting a reference on this side, is he? The coupon reference should be on there.
Yeah.
It's not on. You're on the other one. Up off this
Is all yours, dear. Chris, because I put the chicken in there, still wrapped like in cold water. I just saw our property tonight. I just popped that in the sink. Will you? Alright then. Give me a kiss then.
I'll get down there.
I'm not asking you to.
Don't open it.
Thank you.
another one there.
Thank you. I don't mind you singing to me, Emma, but you've got to learn to touch your tongue.
Underestimate being not fit. We're not your average not fit. After years of practice, we're at a peak of non-fitness.
It's not as though I'm driving you hard. I'm making every allowance for your civilian status. Not walking you far, putting you through none of the difficult military maneuvers. Slow. Pants. One, two, three. One. Freeze ahead.
Charity.
I think that's nuts, giving his trousers for charity.
I'm entering the sponsored dribble.
He's going to dribble his tea.
You're going to be outclassed if you're here, isn't he? Look, if I'm going to dribble a football, myself and a partner, we have to see how far we can go baffing and dribbling a ball between us. Fatality.
Well, I just wish you could do it wearing your trousers.
Footballers don't wear trousers.
Yeah, well, get your knees out of the way of the other customers. If there's anything calculated to depress the appetite, it's the sight of unweathered masculine knees.
Sit yourself down, Jack Harry. And tuck yourself away.
Well, there's nothing the matter with wearing shorts. I mean, we wore shorts all the time out east. A very sensible garment.
I bet that looked a right tulip.
Not when wearing the right accessories, a crisply ironed shirt and a rifle and bayonet. Who's your partner, Jack Harry?
The dribble tomorrow, though.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. Just to see the smile on the faces of the onlookers. It'll be a big hit. They'll want an encore.
You're just checking up on me. But I've told you who my partner is. It's Jack Harry Teasdale.
Get my handbag. The black one. Come here.
You needn't think you're off dribbling with Marina. Charity or no charity.
Very difficult around here.
They keep putting this stuff in the water. They put themselves in a terrible tangle. I mean, they'll not know who's kicking whose ball. We don't all start at once. We can start from anywhere, in pairs, at any time. We can pick our own route. Well, that's all right if you're dealing with gentlemen. I mean, suppose they cheat. Every pair has to be under the supervision.
Have you got it?
Responsible person.
Good.
He goes with them,
And he testifies how many miles they've actually done. So you've got two players under the supervision of that responsible person. Yes, well, that's good thinking.
Sick.
Right. On my signal. Begin. Oh, a bit harder than that. I put some energy into it. Get a bit of boot behind it.
Pleasure to be of service to the sporting fraternity. I don't know why they have a football to collect money for charity. We always used to use a tin. They're all weird.
My Barry is weird.
Well, if he really isn't, that's weird for a start.
You can rely on it, love, they're weird. It's just that it hasn't started to show yet. And when you're just getting used to that, they start with a midlife crisis.
And you spoil your Barry.
In what way do I spoil my Barry?
By letting him go sprawling himself all over your best 3-piece suite. I keep your father in the kitchen. That's where they should be. But I still have to put newspapers down.
Mother, Barry works in a building society. He doesn't come home in the state my father does.
Well, I still think you're making a rod for your own back. You see, they're so untidy the way they go sprawling themselves over 3-piece suites.
I wish all mine wanted to sprawl over a 3-piece suite.
How is your Howard?
You know how he is. He's short and crafty.
Well, whenever you meet him, he's always very polite.
They're the worst kind. They need a clear conscience before they feel comfortable being rude.
Have you ever threatened to leave him?
Once.
What happened?
He broke down completely. Started packing my suitcase.
They can't pack. They never know how to pack a suitcase.
Come along, move it. Here. Oh, I get sick. Some people get bright, rosy cheeks, but me, I get sick. Well, where's the other one? The one's short. Where's the other one?
Are you sure there's a proper football short?
Of course, the proper football shorts. I've had them for years to come above the knee.
Well, these come just above the ankle.
What do they feel like?
Do you damnedest to keep them free from drafts and all
and
this.
When you put any cream on your face, you always dab underneath your eyes gently, never ever stretch that part. When you get older, I mean seriously, when you get older, this is the part that shows your age first. So you always dab there. Like I always have done. I'm not saying I don't want mine.
How did you come to be involved?
And you always do that upwards on your neck. And like that light feathery stroke.
The wife.
No, don't pull it.
Do something for charity. Might fix on the exercise.
Your hands now. It's the
well,
one
that they start getting off exercise.
That would do the trick. Well, yes, it's a driver, so it's not excellent. Right.
Oh, it's
Father must have been moving them again. You should leave them alone.
mentally nervous as a passenger.
You have to go
except once during the war when I accepted a lift from a serviceman.